Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, baby. Broadcast live from the Windy City, honey. It is cloudy out today, about 44 degrees. It is January 11, 2023. It is 5:43 on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6:43 on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my front off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Pachauri. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum, Gumbarum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumbarum. That is natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Please do shop GumbaRum.com online for all your rum libation needs. It is the wickedest, smoothest rum in Boston. Listen, I got some super bad music for you on today. Independent artist, The Mute Yeta, Y-E-T-A-E, is on air. I got some music. Got some hot stuff. Got some hot rap for ya. From the independent artist, The Mute Yeta. Oh, we're going to get down with it. And, of course, B-Funkin' is back. He is back. He is back with the groove, my guys. Listen, get your whiskey. Listen. Give me a Mai Tai, a whiskey, a Black Russian, you know, some champagne, pink champagne. Give me some crazy day. Listen, I need it all right now. And listen, while you're at it, I'm going to pretend like I'm Snoop Dogg. Somebody get me a bomb. Get me a bomb. Oh, you don't do bombs? Well, what does he do? He smokes? Oh, he does is smoke and talk and rap. Well, get me whatever he does. Get me whatever he does, because listen, this show is going to be defunking to the hip, to the right, to the left. Defunking is going to be going on, my darling. Listen, just get me the blood, get me the mix, get me whatever. Get whatever you got to get. Put it in the whiskey and just let me drink it all. Yeah, let me drink it down. I got to be, I'm for that one. Let me tell you something. Listen, before I get into the music, y'all do me a favor. Get your butts over on Facebook. Use the keyword Fierce. Now, when that page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I greatly appreciate it. Because there, you know what? Facebook is all mixed up. Facebook is mixed up. They got me talking about stars and fans on positive sides. I don't need to use that page. I don't know what's the matter with these people. What is wrong with those people? So listen. I got some bad music. Come on, engineer. Stop. Talk to me. And I'm about to walk on the tight wire right about now. Come on, baby. Come on. Light it up. Come on. Get funky with it. Come on. Pop. Come on. You better know it. We are seen and heard all over the world. Yes, we are. Listen here. I got some music for you. Listen, B. B-Funkin is really doing his thing. Y'all know the last episode. That's all I couldn't stop talking about that video. I love that video. My goodness gracious. Y'all get the cannabis. Please get the cannabis. I need some numbing. I am going into Snoop Dogg zone. Y'all know I love me some Snoop Dogg. I don't know what happened. Y'all know I used to talk about Snoop Dogg every day. Well, listen, I still love Snoop Dogg. I still love him. You know what I mean? I wish he'd get rid of his wife. Now, y'all know I'm just kidding. Oh, my God. I'm just kidding, y'all. Listen, it's all about the entertainment. But I do. Listen, I love the way his mind thinks. I don't even know how his mind is possibly thinking with as much cannabis as he smokes. You know what? I think he would really go into shock if he ever stopped smoking cannabis. I think his whole body would shut down, and he wouldn't have no creativity at all. He would not have any creativity because, you know, I don't know how his brain works that you could smoke like that all day, every day, and still come up with brilliant ideas. I wonder if he's teaching Martha Stewart how to do the same thing. You know, well, I don't care about Martha Stewart. I ain't thinking about her. But I hope to God he's not giving Martha Stewart a little something before she starts cooking. You know, because that would really be a real hot mess. I wonder if they have a drink and a smoke before they start doing their show. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling them recipes, I would hope they do a dry run-through. A dry run-through. You hear what I'm saying? A dry run-through before the show starts with no smoking and no drinking. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I wonder if she gets a contact high from all the smoke that he be smoking. Well, but y'all know Mama cannot stop because I got an opinion. I got something to say about everything. I really need to be a politician. You know what? If I was a politician, I'm going to get on to the music because, see, look, independent artist, the Mute Yenta, got something to say, and I'm coming up to his song. He got something to say. This song, I really like the song he got. Listen, I need to be a politician. I really do. Y'all know what I would do? I would throw everybody out. I really would. Now, if I was a politician, I'd say, look, we're going to clean the house. The first thing I would do is clean the house. Clean the house. Get them all out. Get all them politicians out. We're going to start all over again. Why is it we got all this politicians? Of course, we got the Democrats. We got the Republicans. And look like to me nothing gets done but a whole lot of mess and a lot of stuff that they argue about on both sides. So why is that? So listen, I think we need a whole new crew of fresh blood to have a different way of thinking. I think the millennials need to take over. That's what I think. I think the millennials need to take over. We got stuck with President Biden only because of that dumbass Trump. That's why we got stuck with Biden. You know what I mean? Because listen, somebody had a song they gave to me about Biden, and it was talking about the poopy pants bite. I was like, oh my God. I was playing the song and trying not to laugh at the same time. I was like, oh my Jesus, somebody made a song like that. Oh my God. So listen, I got to get on down with the music. I really do. I got to get down with the music. Everybody tells me I make too many jokes. They say I'm funny as hell. I'm like, really? I'm funny as hell? I'm like, I live like this. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I try to tone myself down every day because it's just like if I was to really blast everybody, they would be like, who? What? Listen, let me tell y'all something. When my ride comes to pick me up, when I go different places and when I get into the vehicle, I have to be really, really careful because, listen, my energy is always turned up on 100. And if I was to get into somebody's vehicle on 100, I think the driver would run. I think they would leave the car and drive and jump out of the car and just leave me on the back seat and try to stir from the back seat. You know what I'm saying up in here. You know, what do you got to do? So, listen, I got some great music by independent artist, The Mute Yenta. I love this song. I love this song. It is called Fireflies. Let me tell you a little bit about the artist, The Mute Yenta. He's an independent rap artist. He's just trying to make his way on the rap scene, on the music scene. He's making music, you know, music from home like everybody else, while going to school. So listen, he's still in school, and he's living his normal life while secretly making music to a small audience. Well, listen, my friend, you're not making music to a small audience anymore. You're on the Fierce Female Network. Guess what? We're heard 80% in the United States, 20% internationally. So listen. I love the song, guys. This is called Fireflies. Y'all check this out up in here.
Light the world into a blaze. Fireflies. hanging me. Blood in the stains are draining me. But if I fall asleep and let away my dreams, count 10 million sheep and a billion lights I'll see. Cause bring it back to the 21st century. People moving fast and going crazy. What if the vid spreads? Will my generation be dead? Calm down, you little head. If Dizzy ends upset, be more like Jay-Z and the real Slim Shady. Tell jokes after death and do it on your Sunday best. So please just calm down, sometimes we are facing. But just go to sleep now, fireflies are chasing. It's a sad world that we live in. Fireflies, they are dancing like a foxtrot in the rhythm. Caffeinated thoughts got me.
Now, y'all know what? I like that song. I really do. I really like that song. Independent artist, the Mute Yeti. Because he ain't lying. That Firefly song, he's not lying. The world is really something else. You know, really, the world is really jacked up. He ain't lying about that. He's saying that the world is a sad place to live in. I'm telling you, it is something else. It is something else. I'm telling you, what's the God heaven truth? Listen. I'm going to tell y'all something. You know, it's so funny. Your on-air personality is not who you are in real life. And believe it or not, Steve says, I always tell Steve that I talk about him on the radio all the time, so he understands it's okay for me to talk about him. He ain't going to get mad. But this man, Steve Gum, the guy that created and made Gumba Rum, some of the best rum ever. It's the smoothest rum. But listen. This guy, every time he calls me at home, he still cannot get used to me answering the phone and saying hello. Listen, and I'm just like freaking out every time he does that to me. He called the other day, and I'm like, does he really think I would answer the phone turned up on 1,000? I'm like, well, does every comedian in the world answer their phone turned up on 1,000? I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? Listen, and he calls me, and I answer, says hello, and he's like, I cannot get used to your calm answering the phone. I'm like, well, I'm sitting at home watching TV. You know, we talk all the time, you know. And he's like, I'm looking for the crazy lady that's on the radio. I'm like, that's an on-air personality. You know what I'm saying. So listen. He just cracks me up with that. So listen, I like that song, Fireflies. I really do. Independent artist, the Mute Yetza. Man, you can really do something with that. I like that song, Fireflies. And I got some more music coming up from the independent artist, the Mute Yetza. I have Poison and Broke Little Dickie. And there's a lot of guys walking around here with Broke Little Dickies. Uh-oh, Lord. But he's not singing about that, okay? Let's straighten it out. I'm just entertaining. So listen. I like the song, Fireflies. You can really go somewhere with that. There's a message. There's a really strong message behind that song. It really is. And I think it could be even more creative. I think it could be written into, you know, maybe not a stage play. I know a lot of songs can go into stage plays. But I think there's something really, some kind of poetic. There is some poetic, something that you could do with it. I'm thinking about poetic justice. And really, just like poetic justice, now that I said that, it really is. Because you're talking about the world being a sad place. And, I don't know, man. You got me going here because you got me thinking about everything that's going on in the world. So your song is thought-provoking. The Firefly song is very thought-provoking, and I loved it. I loved it, and I really do like that. And so I got some music that's coming up right now from B-Funkin'. I'm telling you, y'all go to his website, look at his video. He got a real nice video up there, and I really like it. I dig it, because he has it on animation. I'm like, I'm checking it out. I'm like, I got to get with Snoop Dogg and get some cannabis. Now, listen, y'all, I don't smoke cannabis. I'm just making light. But, yeah, I can go to B-Funkin's website, get with Snoop Dogg. You know, one day Snoop Dogg had a post on his thing, and it says, if you want to meet me, just ask. And I was like, oh, God, do I talk that much about him? But, no, I'm just kidding up in here. I think he is the coolest man walking. He ain't not for the Black Pink Panther. You know what I'm saying? He's tall and thin, just like the Pink Panther. They need to make a new Pink Panther movie. They really do, and get Snoop Dogg as the lead. That's what they really do need to do, because he is built for the part. I am telling you what's the God, heaven, truth. So let me play this song. This is called King James, King James, and this is by B-Funkin'. Come on.
NBA 2020, good and plenty, bringing you the 2019-2020 Lakers. King James, you be a pack. Brother get hurt, now he can't help me. There's a new king on the block. I keep you out there with all you whatnot. Making shots at the throne, like I'm gone. Get it on, don't get me wrong. I respect every man in this game, but I'm here to tell you, ain't just a change. AD, my man Cool, the rest of the Lakers crew, we gon' show them cool. Once that chemistry is found, it's going down. Y'all might want to stick around, we gon' shut them down. The Lakers is back with a little showtime attached. And all you haters, y'all might as well realize that. Wanna give a shout out to them Clippers. We looking forward to the competition, we on the championship mission.
What a canvas and Snoop Dogg holding hands, okay? But listen, on the real, that song reminded me of high school. I don't know why. I'm pretty much out of time, but I'm going to say this. I've got enough songs to play by independent artists to mute. I don't know why. That song made me think about my first year in high school as a freshman. Now, this is going to sound really crazy, but when I was a freshman in high school, I went to Providence St. Mel. It's okay to say this, okay? The principal was what was that man's name? Oh, thank you. Paul J. Adams, the best principal in the city of Chicago, right? The best principal in the city of Chicago at Providence St. Mel. I went there my first year. Now, I'm going to tell you why King James reminded me of that song. I don't know why Principal Adams allowed this to be in a high school, but the high school had a smoking lounge, and to be a private school at that, Providence St. Mary, we had a smoking lounge. Let me tell you this up in here. I could not make this up. This is the God heaven truth. The high school had a smoking lounge, and during the break time, if you wanted to take a smoke a cigarette, whatever, you would go downstairs. It was like a huge basement. When you get down there, for me, my first day of school, it was like shock. I was like, this is high school? I'm like, this is high school? You know, I was like, what? And so anyway, I goes down there with my brother and my brother's friends because my brother was a smoker. He was a chain smoker. So I goes down there. Now, listen, people, there's no lights. You cannot see in front of your face, right? The girls, everybody is all hugged up. Everybody's talking, getting their, you know, getting their talk on. The girls sitting on the guys' laps. And I'm like, this is high school. This is high school. You know what I'm saying? So it's dark. You can't see anything. All the lights is turned off. And all the smoke, you are choking like, I lied to you not. This went on at Providence St. Mel High School the first year. And I am telling you, everybody and their mama was down there smoking cigarettes, and it was like, Jesus. You know, it was like you was at a lounge. It was like you was at an adult lounge in high school, and they were smoking so heavy. I am telling you what's going to happen, but that's on King James. I don't know why. Maybe because it's B-Funkin'. It reminded me in my first year of high school. Well, let me tell you, I transferred to a different high school. After my first year, I went somewhere else. And but you know what? Providence St. Mel. Now, let me say this in hindsight, because Providence St. Mel is known for sending their graduates. Pretty much almost 100%, 99.9% of their graduates go to college and become the most successful. And, of course, they do not have a smoking lounge anymore. This was back in the day. I'm an old fart, okay? I'm an old fart. This was back in the day when I was there for that 1 year. But, you know, they eventually got rid of the smoking lounge, and the high school students were not allowed. I know you're probably wondering, how were they allowed? You couldn't buy cigarettes until 18. Well, I'm telling you what's going on, and it went on down there at Providence and St. Mel High School. So listen, I got some more music that's going on. Yeah. And I love me some Paul J. Adams. He was the best. He was the smoothest principal ever. He knew every student. Let me tell you something. Paul J. Adams never forgot a student. I only went there 1 year. 1 year? Let me tell you what happened. I went back to Providence St. Mel some years later as an adult, just to visit, just to kick it and visit. And I went in, I ran into Paul J. Adams, and he looked at me, he says, oh, little Manson, you're Lavaria Manson's little sister. I'm always a little sister. And I was like, you remember? He's like, yeah. And he's like, well, how was your brother doing? I'm like, oh, God, this man doesn't forget anybody. So anyway, I got some more music. This is called Poison. Hold on, put your seatbelts on. This is Poison by independent artist The Mute Yenta. Y'all check this out up in here.
West and Beast Juice World. What the fuck am I saying? Alright, let's do this.
Man, I feel like I've been played. You say it's like I don't like you that way. Animated day, I don't know what to say. Even though I like you, you play like Guande. But this ain't Starbucks, you just poison. But this ain't Big Bucks, I'm talking treason. This ain't a rock band, I'm not a heathen. Imagine dragging me through the mud. You suck, piece of shit, eat a bag of dicks. I wanted to fuck you, play me like a bitch. But I bet when I make big bucks, you gonna be coming after me, wanting a piece. Demons in my brain causing me pain. Make me insane, tie me to chains. Restrain me before I rampage. This is center stage, I'll block your path today. Cause I hate you, fuck you, we're through. Tweet me like Vegeta and Goku. Second fiddle to Liam on a mission to cause demolition in my brain. No, I'm not talking Liam Payne. But this pain, no, it has no gain. I just wanted money and fame. But you cast my own soul away. Why do you hate me? Why do you play me? Place me in a different category. You said you didn't want a boyfriend, but then you had to make problems. Complications, I can't understand why my application didn't stand a chance. I am ugly, say that to me. don't go play their whole last scheme to sway me from everything. To hide the fact that you plan to wear rings. Bitch, you're 15, stop fantasizing. The heartbreak is tantalizing.
Now, you know what? That is poison, poison, poison. Now, remember, he's singing about a situation through the eyes of, you know, what he's going through. Now, listen, and he's telling the truth because he said, why was his application, you know, not considered? And he's talking about an application I would think of a relationship. And, you know, y'all, that happens. That happens. It's just like poison. Why do people do that to folks? You know, I was listening to MJ Harris. I love me some MJ Harris. And y'all know MJ Harris. You should. If you don't, you should. He has a lot of great videos on Instagram and Facebook. He gives a lot of great tips, information on dating, relationships, finance. He really does. So listen, he gave one today on dating. And I've thought about this because of the song Poison. People really do. And he was giving 5 tips on people not to waste your time with. Because when people say they ain't looking for no relationship, believe them. Believe them. And that's what he was saying. A lot of times people will say, well, I ain't looking to get into nothing serious. And then the lady be like, well, eventually it'll probably get there. No, it ain't going to get there. Because the guy, what MJ Harris was saying, the guy is, don't see you being the person that's going to be in a committed relationship. That's all it is. So listen, he said, don't waste your time with people like that. If somebody's telling you, listen, I'm not looking to be in a relationship, believe that. And what they're saying is, I don't want to be in a relationship with you, and I'm going on to the next one. You all ever had this to happen? And this is coming off the strength of the song Poison. Y'all ever had this to happen? I know that you have. I know that you have, be it a man or a lady. You be in a relationship. Now, listen, you've been in a committed relationship with somebody for years. And I my heart breaks when I see it happen to other people. Committed relationship for years. And the person tells you they don't want to get married. And then next thing you know, after you've invested maybe 4, 5, 6 years with this person, they say, well, things are not working out for me. They break it off with you, and guess what? They're engaged to somebody else 12 months down the road and getting married. Have you ever had that to happen? Have you ever had it to happen? I've seen it happen. And so the thing is, they will date a person, but they don't see you being their wife material or the husband material. And it just breaks my heart. It happened to one of my friends, a good friend of mine. She dated this guy a long time. He was in the military. She invested all these years with this guy. He broke it off with her, right? He broke it off with her. They were supposed to get married. That's what he was telling her, this bull crap, that they were going to get married. He broke it off with her, and then he turned around and married somebody else. I am telling you, it happens. It happens. So why be the poison? Sometimes, you know, and that sucks that a person would do that to another person. Just be honest. Just be honest and say, you know, I got to tell you the honest God truth. I don't see this relationship going into marriage. Don't make a person believe that maybe one day that you're going to be standing at the altar when you know that that's not the person that you want to marry. Why would you do that to a person? You know, why would you do that? Don't do that to people. So listen, independent artists, to that song Poison is so real. It is so real. It's so real. Listen, I got to get on up out of here. I am pretty much done. It's been a stone cold blast with B-Funkin' and independent artists. The mute to get there. But guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.